The Adventures of Ruby.
I found Quawpaw, the mining town where the Frankie was last seen. It's a rough place, filled with miners from the macho planets. Bleep holes, we call them. Not a place for a nice lady like me. I knew as soon as I entered they'd be crawling all over themselves to get to me. The place was filled with android hookers, so I did a few changes and passed myself off as another Frankie. There were the usual paws, giving a feel as I passed, but nothing like it would have been if they knew it was live flesh. Angel Lips was sitting at a table, entertaining some hairy bleephole. His cretin forehead scrunched up as he leered at me. She saw me and stood up.
Hello, Ruby.
Nice to see you on your android legs again.
Andor was responding.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. Have a seat.
I would rather stand.
For a Frankie, you're a pretty free spirit.
That is right, honey.
You brought the Slimies on my back. Why were you dressed like me? What did you do?
You will not believe me if I tell you.
If you don't tell me, Andor will not find enough pieces to put you back together.
Hey, you two Frankies doing what?
I admired you, Ruby. That is why I dressed like you.
How the hell can you tell if an android is telling the truth? Well, don't do it again,
what
or...
What did you Frankies, huh?
What did you do to get the Slimy stirred up?
I cannot tell you.
Hey, I want some attention. Come here, you.
Who is this thing?
My sweetheart.
Oh, Bess.
The Frankie provides some of the roughest, toughest miners in the galaxy. They spend much of their life in holes in various planets. They're a pretty ornery bunch.
I paid for this plastic broad.
Back off, Fleephole.
You're a real human at all.
Oh, sit down.
You want a good slot?
I wouldn't recommend it.
You won't be the first female humanoid I've decked.
Okay, Fleephole. Give me your best one.
You really are. That was not smart. That embarrassed me in front of my friends. No broad does that to me, and I mean none. I don't care if she's an earthling, a feline, a Frankie, a lizardoid, you name it, non-zero. Now I'm gonna teach you some manners, you know? You won't be the first female humanoid I've decked.
I'm in this bar, trying to talk to Angel Lips, and this bleephole is giving me a rough time. He takes a swing and I flip him across a couple of tables. He lands on his back, feels he's been insulted. He makes the mistake of getting back up.
You insult me in front of my friends. So now you learn about some manners. That was what we call fatal dumbness. Real fatal.
I can see his hand moving for his blaster. I don't like the idea of a blast out in a crowded bar, but his manhood's been insulted. We have a problem here. I'm telling you, don't go for it.
Consider yourself eliminated.
He's pretty fast, but how can he know that I can slow time? I watch as his hand arcs down, presses open the holster seal, and out slides a General Dynamics stub-nosed blaster. In one smooth motion, he has it up and... I take his arm off before he can squeeze it, but that doesn't stop him. His detached arm spins around and still takes a shot at me. I leap over and stand on the wrist and pry the damn blaster out of his webbed paw. I kick the blaster out the door into the street, then I kick his arm out the door. Look, bleephole. You want the portameds to stick that arm of yours back on? Explain to your friends to step aside. The tension is terrific. The machos are growling. They want earthling blood. Nice red stuff, not that green stuff that's squirting out of his shoulder. The bleephole's looking a little weak. Still pretty ticked. I've insulted his manhood. He's taken a loss of face, not to mention one arm. Here, use this. It'll stop the flow so you don't spurt to death. Now tell the other bleepholes to back off.
Yeah, do as she says.
Come on, Angel Lips. We got some talking to do.
I'm staying here.
I'm telling you, you've got 3 seconds to decide. Then I'll cut you into scrap iron. 1, 2.
Okay. I hate these bleep holes.
Okay, come on, let's get out of here. Yeah. I can see how men are suckers for you. You give them what they think they want.
But I make them work for it, Ruby. I am a game. They have to figure out the right moves, what turns me on, what turns me off.
Who programmed you?
I cannot tell you, even if I wanted to.
Yeah. I could snap off all your limbs, you still wouldn't talk.
You're a tough sweetie. Nice lines, but not that sexy.
Oh.
I sense what they want and I become it. You will not even do that.
That's right. I work on my own terms.
Yeah, you cannot even compete with an android.
The Frankie thought she was pretty cute, so I blasted her. I left her lying in the mud in Quawpaw, the mining burg. I figured the locals would cut her up for parts. I was wrong. That Frankie's got a lot of lives. Too many. I check in with my answering service.
Ruby, come quickly. I found an important discovery.
Mm.
This is Taru. Look, I'm down here with the moles of Zeebu. Now, mm-hmm. If you come now, you can still catch the annual festival of the moles.
Huh?
This is one that I'm certain you won't want to miss. No, there's something very interesting going on down here, Ruby.
Hmm. I catch the night flight to the Great Zeebus, rent a slither track, and plow my way to the site of Professor Taru's dig. Taru may not be the best archaeologist in the solar system, but he's the best known. He knows how to promote himself.
Ruby, it's all in the interest of science. Now, I admit I have to maintain a somewhat conspicuous profile,
spread
my reputation.
Yeah, yeah,
look,
sure.
Look, academia is a dog-eat-dog world, Ruby. I take a bite of you, you take a bite of me. There are times it just makes me want to spit.
I notice you got a limp. What happened, Taru?
I'll tell you about it sometime. Well, let's face it, Ruby, archaeology will not survive unless it's entertainment. Damn bats. Say, did you see my rock group, Taru and the artifacts?
Your rock group?
Well, yeah, you know, archaeology and
artifacts. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, well...
Hey, I thought it wasn't safe to do that down here.
Yeah, well, we reinforced the roof and there's not much of a chance.
I think we better run, Taru.
I don't know if that... Oh!
Taru! Hey, Taru! Hey!
So anyway, as I was saying, Oh, yeah.
Shh. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, it's the Festival of the Moles.
Oh, sounds lively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come burrowing in from all over the planet. It's quite a loud event.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. But you gotta watch out for those drunken moles. They stagger around, crash a lot of things. And.
I'll watch myself.
Yeah, their liquor is made out of some pretty strange strains of distilled grub. It's black as ink. Grow a horn on your head. Grow fur on your knees. It's potent. It's very potent.
Mm-hmm. Does that have anything to do with your limp?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I was dancing with this big drunken mole.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you want to hear about that. And,
yeah.
Well, you don't want to tangle with those moles.
Professor Taru and I are down
and
beneath
the... moles of Zeebu.
Right, and the moles are down beneath the Zeebu's jungle, inside an ancient Nulian city they've been uncovering. The mole people, the best archaeologists on the planet, are having a festival.
Annual Festival of Moles!
It's quite a sight.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary sight, watching these moles do the tango.
It's amazing how graceful they are.
It's truly amazing how graceful they are, these big furry bodies gliding so gracefully across the ballroom floor.
Yeah, isn't that Molière?
Oh, yeah, Molière! Hey, come on over here! Hey, parlez-vous, Molière!
Ruby, how nice you could attend our festival.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
May I introduce my partner?
Ah.
She is a female, in case you cannot distinguish the difference.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple of things. Does she have a name?
Whatever you wish to call her.
Oh. Oh, okay. How about, Moline?
Oh, Moline! She likes Moline.
Oh, good.
Moline.
Moline looks a little, thin for a mole.
I don't like the drift of this. with?
I took her to the doctor.
Really?
The mole doctor?
Mm-hmm. At first, he thought she had malaria.
Malaria?
That's awful.
A mistake like that, you should have cited him for mole practice.
Mole practice.
Give me a break, mole. Not funny, Ruby. Not funny at all.
It was not malignant.
Get out of here. I'm getting... That's it. No more.
Oh,
I'm leaving.
Come on, Daru. We're just being a little molicious.
Molicious.
That did it. Barf City. I'm out. Get.
Okay, come on back, Daru. No more punishment.
Is this another setup?
No, we promise. No more.
All right. What about you, Ruby?
Oh, I promise.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more pun, and that's it.
Would you like to dance, Ruby?
I don't know. Daru told me not to tangle with these moles.
I heard that.
You told me that one.
I did? Oh, yeah, so I did. Yeah. Funny. It's good.
Ruby, we have uncovered another ancient Newlyan game.
Yeah, maybe you would like to play it, Ruby.
Sure. Is it dangerous?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? What's this game called?
It is called Fourth Dimension Surfing.
Fourth Dimension Surfing.